add value to any of the compatible environments. It is, in its simplest terms, an extension of the tools you already have that makes it so you can complete tasks that are repetitive in nature more bearable. You'll be able to make those complex tasks easier by taking several commands and wrapping them all together, and you can automate tasks like deployment. In turn, the risk of human error is reduced tremendously. The scripting language part of PowerShell is great for developers. PowerShell is based on the C Poundside program, and most developers have said that PowerShell is easy to use and learn. There are several components in programming that can be easily replaced with the PowerShell program. Some of these include the need for a central administration website, STS Admin, PS Config, and the SharePoint products, Configuration Wizard. Before we get into why you should use PowerShell, it's prudent to give you a word of caution. PowerShell can cause huge changes to configurations, negative or positive, so you need to make sure you're protected. You can do this by creating an environment in which to test while you learn. You can also use the parameter confirm to test any configurations before executing commands. That being said, let's talk about why PowerShell is so amazing. PowerShell can create Windows Management Instrumentation, which is able to fetch any USB devices that have been installed on any remote or local system. The string of commands for that is gwmi win32_usb-controller-device-computer-name-server-1-pipe-f1-antecedent, dependent. That command will set a filter capable of bringing the antecedent and dependent filters back from the server one computer. If you're looking to get the full export, all you need to do is leave out the pipe and filter statement, which will export all USB devices on the system. You can finally stop using the DOS prompt and perform all the tasks DOS did inside of PowerShell. That function alone can make the learning process simpler, and it will familiarize you with the system interface. The downfall here is that there is not a simple launcher like CMD command. However, PowerShell can and will launch it. You'll be able to create and assign shortcut keys with PowerShell. A command like Control-Shift-P will launch the command you created. Next in PowerShell, you can kill a process without having to use the task manager. Whenever you're running a service in Windows that has stopped responding, you're able to use PowerShell to end the task without opening the manager. An example is the command for badthread.exe. The ability to do that directly from PowerShell makes it an invaluable and headache-free perk. Another excellent feature is the PS drive and its ability to view much more than drives. This is a command that allows the user to see objects in the Windows environment that are beyond the standard local, network, or removable drives. One of the more popular views is that of the HKLM PS drive, in which you can view HK_local_machine, which is the top level of that registry. Next, PowerShell's ability to manage NTFS permissions as well as export them to audit is a notable feature. This function can also allow quick peeks at the access control lists in regards to security configurations. This is also good for accountability when run in script from time to time. That command is going to spit out a short report of security rights to a specific path. It will not, however, give you share access. While that probably is not the most exciting thing in the world, it does allow for recursion to the whole path, which you can utilize in various other strategies. Using the same path, n:\data, you can also use getChildTime command in PowerShell, and combined with the getACL command, it will display the ACLs and content in that path. That path will give you the inventory of file system objects, and the collection will then be passed to getACL and will provide results for each item. Those are just a few of the things that make PowerShell such a great system. Throughout the rest of this book, we're going to explore more things within the PowerShell system, talk about what makes it stand out, and provide tutorials and examples on how to make using this program simple and fun. The core grammar